Welcome back to Insight on Camp Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Garcia, in today for Vicky Gonzalez. This Sunday is the 88th day of the year, in case you didn't know, and a piano has 88 keys. So that means it's time for Sacramento Piano Day. Celebrated internationally, Piano Day honors the instrument and its performers, builders, and listeners through public performances. Philip Howard founded the local event, and he joins us here today, along with pianist Quinn Vance, who will debut a brand new commissioned piece of music at this weekend's concert. Philip, Quinn, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Philip, for those who may be new to the idea of Sacramento Piano Day, remind us of how it got started.
I was releasing a solo piano album in 2018 and looking for things that would tie in with presenting my music and having opportunities to perform. And one of the things that I came across is this idea of International Piano Day that was founded in 2015 around the German composer Niels Fromm, and was immediately taken by the idea. There's so many days that are celebrating hot dogs or things. And I felt the piano for sure was something that deserved its day in the spotlight. And so it took me a couple of years and with help from some friends and Process Theater, a nonprofit here locally, we were able to get started.
Yeah, if hot dogs and I think if pirates have an International Day, piano should also be up in there.
Definitely.
In this seventh year, you've hit a milestone and you're commissioning a piece, like we mentioned. How did it come about, the idea to commission a piece for Piano Day?
In 24, we were hosted by American River College. The then co-chair of the music department, Joe Gilman, was helping us set that up. And I thought, since we're at a place of education, I asked him if there was a student that he could recommend as a student performer. And before I could even finish the sentence or the question, he recommended Quinn. And so 2 years ago, Quinn was our student performer and was just really impressed with his sensibility and performance. And we were able to award him kind of a professional development scholarship, which just meant essentially we stayed in touch and we set up a URL for him. So he has his own website and paid for that. And then the year after, we just received a very, very generous private donation. And since most of the production costs were kind of covered, thanks to sponsorships, I had this idea of maybe setting up the idea of a commission.
So yeah. And Quinn, you received that commission. You're not only performing on Sunday, but you wrote this piece of music. It was your first commission, I understood. How did you approach going about composing it?
Right. So I was really, you know, looking towards pieces that I've already performed in the past. So, you know, like Brahms, Debussy. I was really inspired by Impressionist composers and composers who were really thinking about, you know, developing on previous ideas. And I was trying to do something similar to that myself. So a lot of it was experimenting with, you know, music that I enjoy personally, trying to find out what I enjoyed from those pieces of music, sort of bringing that into my own style. And it's been a really great opportunity to sort of like figure out my own voice in that way, things like that.
We're going to listen to a piece of it here in just a moment. Before we hit play on that, set it up a little bit. What will listeners be hearing?
You'll be hearing a lot of sort of whole tone scales, familiar harmonies, but I feel like in ways where some things are a little bit different. So you can follow along for most of it, but then some parts might change a little bit and jump out at you and then sort of go into that part as well.
Great. Let's hear.
Thank you.
beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. That's Trace Images. It's a piece that is written by my guest here, Quinn Vance, who will be performing this Sunday at Piano Day. Quinn, this isn't your first time performing, like we were saying. What do you find so special about Piano Day performances?
I think it's really great for just people locally to have opportunities to perform in front of an audience. I find that the older you get, I think it can be kind of difficult to find ways to perform for other people unless you're really, you know, in that world. So I'm really happy that I think this gives a chance for other people and gave me the chance to, you know, get out there and perform for people and really help, you know, developing that. And I think over the years, it's really helped strengthen my performing ability.
You've been playing piano in the Sacramento region for quite some time now. Tell us about your experience as a student musician and how you've progressed and your time at Sac State. You're a student here now.
Right. So originally I was at American River College, and that was a great time as well. Those 2 years, I learned a lot. And transferring to Sac State, I think it's always great to have a new opportunity to learn under a different teacher, especially for something like piano. I think people have a lot to offer, and their personalities sort of, you know, change that very drastically. So it's really interesting to see different people and different teaching styles in different places. Yeah.
Did you know at an early age that you wanted piano to be something so prevalent in your life moving forward?
Yes, I knew pretty quickly. I started playing when I was around 5 years old, not very well, but very, I would say, passionately. I really enjoyed it. And then I took a pause for a little while, and then I found that I really wanted to get back into doing it. So ever since then, I've been really focusing on that and working on that. It's been really fun.
What do you think is the magic of those 88 keys when it's just you and the piano performing and people? Where do you go in those moments?
I really am sort of like drawn into myself whenever I'm playing. I sort of get taken by the piece sort of to different things. I like, you know, we'll see some images and try to translate that to the audience through my playing. I think it's really unique when you have so many notes to play when you're just, you know, one person. Usually instrumentalists only have to follow one line of music. We have to follow multiple lines at the same time. So sort of working that out, I think, is a really cerebral experience, just working through a piece. And I think it really draws you into the music when you have so much to sort of work on.
Yeah. Have you been composing for very long? This is your first commission piece, but have you been composing for a while before that?
I composed a little bit when I was younger. When I was first taking lessons, I was really interested in learning how to write music, but that can be really difficult to fit in lessons about composing in a 30-minute piano lesson.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have much time to do that. But I would be making sort of like small sketches and little melodies and things like that. Recently, though, when I've had more free time entering college, I've been able to spend a lot more time writing on my own. And especially with this commission, it gave me a chance to really focus in on finding my own style, what I like to write, looking at the music that I enjoy playing, taking things from that.
Philip, it seems like this event and the work that you do is not just about the piano, but also the education component of finding the next generation of composers and pianists like Quinn here. Student performers play a big role in what you're doing. How important is music education to you and the future of piano and this music?
For sure. I do teach. That is one of my parts of how I earn a living. And I love teaching and sharing my passion of the instrument and passion of music. I feel that music is just an fundamental part of education. And it's not always honored or available for kids these days to just have that built in. And just knowing from my own experience growing up how important that was, I feel this event can be one avenue to just spotlight the importance of music education that has an impact on, I think, so many things. I mean, one of the things I'm most fascinated with, I think, is the brain. I often say if I didn't have anything else to worry about in life, I would probably spend a lot more time studying the brain. But just the understanding of the right and left brain halves and how they cross for the, you know, control of the different hands. I always tell my students, really learning to play the instrument means you're making connections in your brain that someone who doesn't learn an instrument never has. And how can that not be a positive thing?
In the last little bit we've got here, what else will be going on? People couldn't hear Quinn and that commissioned piece of work, but what else will be happening at Sunday's event?
We will have four student performers from different teachers and different schools. We will have Emily Hayes, who will be performing one of her favorite Mozart sonatas. And I will close out the program with a cover, an improvisation, and a couple of my own original compositions.
Beautiful. I think it sounds like it's going to be a great time on Sunday. Thanks so much for joining us. Quinn and Philip, have a good time on Sunday.
Thank you. Yes, please go to sacpianoday.org to find out more about the individual performers and, of course, get tickets.
Yeah, we'll have that link on our website as well. We'll close the show with a little more of Quinn's piece, Trace Images, which will be performed at Sacramento Piano Day, which is this Sunday, March 29th. The concert is scheduled from 3 to 5 p.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Sacramento. You can find more info, again, at our website. And that's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producer Sarit Leshinsky and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Andrew Garcia, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.